Recording. All right. Welcome out, everyone. This is Thursday, October 10th, 2024, meeting of the Highland City Development Administration Board. It is 2 p.m. From the board, we have four members, Chris Trustee, City Engineer, Rob Patterson, City Attorney, Jerry Abbott, Planning Commission, Trent Thane, Planning Commission. Our Community Development Director is out, but we have a quorum, so we have enough to go ahead with this meeting.
Cool.
One item on the agenda, it's just final plat approval for Ridgeview Plat L. I sent out a staff report, and then I sent out a corrected staff report just recently, correcting a couple of issues. By and large, this is a subdivision plat within the Ridgeview plan development. Single-family lots here. It's a mix of the carriage and estate lots, or cottage? Cottage and estate lots.
Yep.
The largest and the second largest single-family lots. 20 estate, 9 cottage. As staff, we've reviewed this a few times. We've gone back and forth, had some review cycles. We feel comfortable with the development, zoning-wise and engineering-wise. We had a few minor comments left on it. Some of these were pretty minor things about switching some utility boxes, locations, making sure there weren't conflicts with existing lines. Asked for additional clarification on the temporary turnaround signage, crosswalk, removing some extraneous details, the Street B label that's still in a few places in the plans, and then our consultant engineers had some questions about the sumps that got kind of redesigned partway through. I provided those comments to the applicant for them to review. My understanding is, and you're welcome to correct me if I'm wrong, that you're comfortable with us moving forward with an approval based on the stipulation that we'll have those things corrected for approved for construction plans. Is that good?
Yep, and we're just about done with those comments.
Excellent.
Do you have a couple of questions that we need to resolve with Nate?
Perfect.
Where you got the sump one and the crosswalk, I don't know what more detail he wants. We called out the thicknesses and the spacing and everything, so I don't know what more he would need on the crosswalk, so I'm just trying to get that clarification from Nate.
Okay. Well, let Nate know. I gave him the heads up that you'd be calling him or emailing him, so he'll be ready to answer that. And then you can also touch base with Chris now, who's our new city engineer, started on Monday.
Is that the plat? Yeah. Can I just see that?
Is there any other details from the board that we want to go over and review?
There was a comment in there, and I can't remember word for word, but it was about the crosswalks and something to do with the approach for the wheelchair. I can't remember what the correct terminology is, but I didn't understand what the concern was.
The one concern I was aware of, there was a... I think a storm drain inlet.
Correct.
That was, it was located on top of the ADA ramp. Okay. So we just shift that over so you don't have
that conflict. That's all the reference was there.
That's all it was.
Move the sump over or move over the ADA, one or the other. But
okay. Just make sure they don't conflict with each other.
In those plans, we've moved, we got to shift the inlet over slightly to the outside of the...
Yeah, it was right...
Only thing that stood out from
there, right. So that there's that ramp, that little inlet there was into the crosswalk and the ramp. You can see the comment there.
That's a good catch.
You can see it blown up there.
Until you use them every day and then you really think about them.
So. Uh-huh. Just for everyone's information, this... It's only about, I think, 60 lots left for Ridgeview. It seemed like it might be broken up to three phases.
MNO.
So more, it's all the northwest quadrant of Ridgeview, all the estates and the rest of the cottage lots, so larger lots still coming in. But we'll be looking forward to that in the near future.
Yeah, we're working on M, just about ready to submit M.
Okay, awesome.
And then, yeah, Brad's kicking us off on the last two, so should be seeing them all come through.
Is M off of Green Ash still?
This side.
Yeah. This side?
Yes.
Okay. So M, N, and then O, I think, on top.
Yep.
And then that'll finish up our 689 Ridgeview project.
I was just curious as to why is it broken up so much. Yeah, just a curiosity. Then why not push them all through?
Part of it out here, there's multiple different home builders. So there's different agreements with different builders of who's going to be taking what. And a lot of it out here is just has to do with sales, how much they're going to think they're going to be able to sell before the next one comes on. And a lot of the remaining stuff, there's like there's only two unit types. And so they don't want to get a ton of the same unit type out. And then they're basically sitting on lots that aren't sold yet. And so they'll break about 30 of each kind of unit type.
And cost, they don't want to put it all in and then the market stops.
Everyone wants to live here. So.
You would think. They keep raising prices on grass, right? Do employee housing all through here, Steve. This is what we need to have Island buy all these lots.
You want to pay the taxes for that?
That is in the notes.
Employee housing, affordable housing. So these are all sold to like builders that are, these aren't.
So Ivory's building these ones.
Ivory.
But we've got, I mean, David Weekly has bought lots in there. Alpine's bought lots in there.
Lennar.
And
Weekly.
Yeah.
And then Boyer has built.
Yeah. Boyer did some.
Mm-hmm.
But Boyer did the initial master planning. It's gone. Nice. Different home builders from there. So, yeah, I think one of the other things is going to be Alpine.
Yeah, so that's the final plat that'll get recorded, and the rest of this is the construction plans. So the three stipulations that we're proposing, I mean, first you're the kind of generic ones of plat to be recorded, will basically conform with what they submitted to us, minus any last minute changes that we'll get to approve. Construction plans conform with the set they gave us, subject to those six final comments. So those are, and then the last stipulation is that those six comments get resolved. So, do you have any concerns with those stipulations?
Nope. Yeah, okay. As long as we just work that out with Nate, I think we're good. And is Nate the outside consultant?
Yes. So, Nate was the one doing the reviews on these, so he knows them. Otherwise, I'd tell you to talk to Chris.
Yeah. The sump, I'm not sure what we've had the same sump in multiple areas like, all throughout. And they're 8 feet deep. We took a portion of the consultant. We've had this rear yard stuff work in all the other phases. Now it's being questioned whether we can use the same 8 feet versus 12 feet for the infiltration test. And like for us, it's been working in all the phases. So like we don't feel like we want to go, we want to dig 12 feet deep just to dig 12 feet deep so that we can have, just because the test bits went that deep. Eight feet, they're behaving the same way. So, they just need to work. That's my biggest concern, just working that out with Nate. Because, you know, we're not paying to have someone go back out there and dig an 8 foot hole and do an infiltration test when they're already there going. So, yeah, there hasn't been any concern with how the water can handle them up, like, throughout the whole project. So,
well, they would have done it before anyway, right? So you would have seen the different layers of your substrata, so you could see if there's a big difference between 10 feet and what the materials were. Yeah. So if it's consistent materials, you'd think it would report the same way.
Yep. So maybe we'll just take a screenshot of that.
Yeah.
Send it to Nate. Like, we're not worried about it because you know, the materials are the same.
So it might have just been he was asking for clarification, so we understood.
Yeah.
I'm not entirely sure. Those are his review comments. I just put them together.
Oh, for sure.
So, from my understanding, whatever is decided and agreed upon today is what you get stuck with. So, the point of whatever I work out with Nate, and again, apologies, I'm just putting it out, that doesn't make sense to me because it's either decided here or whatever we do here isn't. And am I missing something here?
No, you're not. It's kind of a question of, and this is one of the things I kind of asked you, do we want to resolve these before going to approval, or do we want to just say, we'll figure out this minor sump issue and get the approval out so they can start?
Because Nate hasn't told us to do anything. All he said is just, like, give me some clarification.
He's questioning on why clarification. And I understand that, but my point is just simply, I can't approve something that's contingent upon things that are outside of the discussion here, so. So I'd love to get these guys working and doing their thing, but I don't want to hold up anything there.
I'm looking at the comments from Nate, so the applicant provided a revised some detail.
I've never dug a hole in the Highland where it did turn instantly to sand at about 4.5 feet, so I don't see any issues pushing with that.
By approving it on the condition that Nate approves whatever's there.
Yeah, I'm fine with that, but that then leaves them open. I'm here for both sides.
But they could say no.
Absolutely, they can reject it and then come back to us. So, yeah, I'm just trying to save time, or at least I think I'm trying to save time.
From my understanding, it's more of just a communication of what's being done rather than a redesign question. Nate just wants to understand it more, and I'm not sure why he hasn't yet, so it's more of just, I think if you two get on a phone call, it'll probably get resolved, but I don't know what he was really looking at in terms of solving it. So,
unfortunately, I'm saying it's not an issue and it doesn't exist, and once we approve it, there is no resolving.
Well, is this for the development construction or the home construction?
This is the development construction. It's the sumps. I mean, kind of both, but it's the sumps for the development side of it.
Yeah, it's for the rear lot.
Because we're not approving a permit right now. I mean, the permit would be held, but that's not resolved, right?
No, I mean, we couldn't. So the way it's been proposed is, well, it's essentially, it's kind of a nebulous of a figure out how to solve the sump concern as part of the final construction plans before they get stamped for going to build this. So that's what we're approving today is, are we good with everything else and having that sump issue get addressed? It's going to be 8 to 12 feet, it sounds like.
Well, if it's and easy, getting some, it should just be resolved.
I just don't know the answer.
Agreed. I don't. My issue is not.
Oh,
I think there's no issue here. My issue is it's an administrative and we're doing something here and it's yes or no, it's black and white. It's not a later agreement. But I'm trying to think back to our training.
No, it's a great point you're making.
Yeah. Is this new person available by phone call to clarify it in a few minutes or to understand
it? I can see if I can get
it. Is this a comment versus a recommendation or a command?
I think
command?
Nate's request was clarification of some of the details, and some of them maybe just weren't clear in the plans, because he's asking if what they're proposing more of, can you change this? I think 8 feet is fine.
That's what I'm reading, but it just...
Yeah.
That,
so maybe
that
we can tweak
it
to say...
Nate seems to be the hang-up for me. But if it needs to be done, it needs to be done.
Let me see if I can call Nate.
These meetings aren't a set once a month thing, right?
No, we just hold these whenever we need it. That's what.
It can get resolved. We can come right back in here and sign.
Yeah. But let me see if I can grab him on the phone real quick.
I'm available tomorrow.
I'm not.
It almost sounds like this is more of an administrative thing that we just need to clarify and put in something somewhere and then we'll come up again.
Hey, Nate. Do you have a minute to join in our DAB meeting conversation regarding Ridgeview Plateau? Great. Let me put you on speaker. We've got Focus and all of us over here, and we're just wanting a little bit of clarification on that sump comment that you still had and gave back to Focus.
On the sump detail itself?
Yes. What exactly were you looking for and what did you need? We want to make sure when we approve it, we're giving Focus good direction.
Yeah, so comment 3A, Nate. This is Ben from Focus.
Yeah, how's it going?
Good.
Do you mind if I pull it up on my computer so I can read through it?
Absolutely.
Yep. Okay, hold on just a minute, please. Okay. Bear with me while I navigate over to that folder.
Yes.
Okay, say the recent comment number again, please.
3A.
I'll also just email you, Nate, so you... You might be looking at a different, I consolidated the comments, so that's I think it is 5 on what was from before.
Okay, perfect. All right, so for starters, nobody can read the detail. That detail has print on it, it's so small that nobody can read it. So that's number one, the detail remains unreadable.
Yeah, which I understand that. Yeah, good.
The next question is the depth. You make a very broad statement in the drainage report saying that it can be or should be equal to the standard Highland City sump, and they are not even close to the same depth. Maybe that's because I couldn't read what the depth was supposed to be and what you're intending to be built. What is the depth of these?
So, I mean, initially, we've got the 8-foot gravel area, but then you've got the standpipe that goes up above where that storage area is located. And, I mean, that is going to be, it's going to start like a foot deep, but then as landscaping is put in and topsoil is put in, that's, like, it's going to vary based on how much topsoil and landscaping they do in there.
Well, you're going to base it off base grade of the lot, so Yep. You can be able to decipher what your ultimate depth of bearing is going to be on the structure, right?
Yeah, so it's going to be the 9 feet, because you have a foot of that pipe and then the 8 foot gravel below that. So it's 9 feet total from the finished grade. The bottom of gravel.
So if I remember correctly, hold on, pull up your plan sheet.
So if you put on your plan the exact same thing that's on K, it sounds like he's good. It was a K or L.
Okay.
But it sounds like that's not what's there. And you understood that that is what's there. So I think that's the issue. It sounds like he's going to be happy. Like, I don't think you should be reviewing what's there. If he's happy with K, you just put K on there.
Part of it is you may have wanted to change. Like, yeah, I'm not 100% sure about the change. Like, if there was a change. So
maybe your guy does want to change from K. Okay.
Yeah. So I want to.
We pull K up.
I'm looking at it.
Well, he doesn't. He
doesn't know the background behind him.
Yeah.
But if
like he might not want K on there.
Exactly. That's
and that might be why it's not on there. Yeah, that's a good point. I'm glad you brought it up.
These are rear yard, so really 6 inches of just general soil, and then six inches ish of topsoil. And there's no loading that's going to be happening on it.
I'm not worried about loading. I'm worried about what the landowner is going to do with that property once you're gone. Got to put a cover on the ground rumble. This has to operate in perpetuity forever and has to be maintained, which leads to my last point is how are you going to maintain this? How is the landowner going to maintain this over time?
So, I mean, do the HOA and the CCNRs mandating what each lot owner can and cannot do in that area, which that already exists?
That's not
flattery,
but it's the landowner's responsibility to take care of the sump.
Which is what they're doing. They're doing based off of the what they're required for in their HOA CCNRs. So yes, they're responsible for doing it, but but the HOA.
That needs to be lined up in the plat, so that you're pointing to the exact process of who's going to maintain this and how. Because this is the city's problem is, pardon me, let me rephrase that. This is the concern here is that this rear yard is relying on these systems that must be maintained over the life of their use, or else they lose their effectivity, right?
Yep.
So if the HOA is going to dictate what has to happen, then the plat can be adjusted. So the plat can be exactly what's going to happen.
Not well, I think the city would rather enforce it on the HOA than the individual homeowner.
which they can. Like a CCNR is a legally recorded document that they're given. That
I know, but I think he's saying plat. He wants to tie that document to the plat, so if the city has an issue.
Which it is.
They go after the HOA, and the HOA goes.
Yeah, we'll put it in there specifically. So, like, I totally fine here. Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. Sure. I mean, I've never built one, so I know, like we've spec'd these before, and ADS kind of delivers the package. I'll look and find out what that connection looks like from ADS.
And then what is the coating requirement on that steel plate? Those are things that need to be identified here because then they have to last and operate.
I'll look at what we did in flat K.
Is that from K?
No, this is
this
one.
I just want to know if he's asking these questions so that you can proceed with confidence.
I know, I just want to look at K and make sure that, because if I like what K did better, I'm switching to that one.
And that makes it all the easier to just put that at the top.
If he's happy with K, I would go to K, but it sounds like you're not. Sounds like you're not confident that there might have been somebody that made a change. Yeah, that made a change. So if you can go to K, it's easy. If not, we need all those questions clarified that he's talking about.
Yeah, this is one that, you know, Matt Wingsguard pretty well. Yeah, Matt Wingsguard from our team was doing all of Ridgeview, and we had to switch some things around. So if he's in a meeting right now, if not, I would call him right now and get the answer right in a second. But
trying to find the...
That
would get. So it sounds like there needs to be a little word before we approve it.
Yeah.
This seems more like not a minor clarification issue. He's got like legit. Which sounds like they could be resolved quickly if it's K. If K is.
No, we're not good. We're using K. I found it. We're using K. We're making the change to K.
Make the change.
Yeah.
Matt, are you good with K if he just changes everything over to K, what they did on K? It's Matt, right?
Nate.
Say
that again, please.
They're going to change it to the detail that was in K. Are you good with that, with what they proposed in L, that's just changed to the same sump that was used in K?
We did approve those. I would just ask that the drainage calculation be considered.
Yeah, for sure. We'll update the drainage report and show it this way for the calculations. So,
honestly, that's more what I was expecting to see.
That's why when this one was in there, I was like, we must have done this for a specific reason because, like, I don't expect this one.
Yeah.
That's why I was hesitant to say. Yeah, sorry. We're going with K.
But you're gonna verify the volumes that K works with the set of volume. Because I don't know if K's volume is different than this volume, I think is what.
They behave a little differently. Basically, one is straight vertical, the other one like the same thing, but horizontal. So, from a main.
Similar product where you have access to get into it and clean it. This is why we like K, and we actually agree to K.
Yeah.
We're not big fans, if you can't tell, we're not big fans of relying on some type of structure for rear docks. We prefer to have the rear docks have their
has no question.
If you want to swap out the details and then let us know what the depths are going to look like and adjust your range report to show your count of the upper deck, that would be great.
Okay, yep, you got it. I'll for sure do that. And then, well, I've got you. The only other question I had was on the crosswalk. I'm just looking for exactly what, I mean, we call out the width of the lines and the spacing of the lines.
Where do you call them out?
Sheet C3.1. So the outer widths of the 12-inch solid white line, the inner one's an 8-inch solid white line, 2.5 feet spaced between each other, and then it's 10-foot wide, so you've got that all dimensioned.
As long as it gets built, that's...
Yeah, I just don't know what more detail. Like the person striping it, that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna put their.
I did not see the 10-foot wide. That's kind of buried in the middle there. So I'm okay with that.
Okay.
Except for, are you gonna paint right over the sumps? Do you want to move the sumps, or are you gonna keep them where they're at?
We've moved them.
Okay.
Well, we've moved everything. Yeah, we've moved everything that is above ground so it doesn't hit it.
You just didn't show it on your submittal to us.
Yeah, we updated it after we got these comments barely.
Okay.
So you wouldn't have seen that yet, but.
I'm fine with that.
Cool. Okay. I'm good with approving with the conditions because I'm good with
the changes.
With both of them, yep.
Okay. Thank you, Nate, for jumping on and helping us work through that.
Thanks, Nate.
Yep, thanks, Nate.
No problem. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Somebody read back all of that so I make sure I understand.
Yes. So I think the stipulation is going to be modified on stipulation 3 to say that the crosswalk comments have been resolved and that the comments related to the sumps are going to be addressed by the applicant by using the same sump details that were used for Ridgeview Plat K. That the applicant will then revise and update the drainage report to address that change, all subject to the approval of the city engineer. So it allow them to use that detail, make sure the sizing and infiltration, all that's appropriate to the engineer's satisfaction.
As long as they match it, they'll be okay.
It'll be okay.
Well, and the drainage report.
Yeah, the drainage report will be updated. That'll show that it's all being handled. So, any other concerns to address?
I like K better.
Okay.
We agree with Nate.
Well, then, I think I'll... Yeah, I think I'm going to make a motion. I've got it written out here. So I'm going to move that the Development Administration Board accept the findings and approve the final plat and subdivision improvement plans for the Ridgeview L Plat L subdivision, subject to the 3 stipulations recommended by staff, with the following 2 changes related to stipulation 3. The crosswalk comments have been resolved, and the comments related to the sumps will be addressed by the applicant using the same sump details that were used for Ridgeview Plat K. The applicant will revise and update the drainage report to incorporate that change, and all of that will be subject to the approval of the city engineer.
I know it's implied, but does it need to say rear lot subs? This wasn't the right front sub, too.
The comments were specific to that in the review, so I think we're fine.
Thank you.
But yes, they are
the rear.
Hi. How are we voting?
I need a second.
5 seconds.
Oh, sorry. So the motion was by Rob Patterson. Second was by Trent Thane. And then I guess we'll do a roll call. Rob, aye. Chris?
Aye.
Trent? Yes. Jerry?
Aye.
Great. Motion passes 4-0. You have an approval. I'll send you a letter outlining all of that later today.
Cool. And yeah, we'll get you guys sent all of that with a few changes.
Perfect.
By the end of the day, tomorrow probably.
Sounds good. So, we're off tomorrow, so.
Yeah. You can send it.
You can send it. But we're off on Friday, so.
Right, I'm pulling back.
All right. Well, thank you all. I think we are adjourned for today's meeting.
Wonderful. Thank you.
2:35.
Anyone?